Hello and welcome to This Week from China's National Center for the Performing Arts. I'm your host, George Preston. Inaugurated in 2007, the NCPA is located in the heart of Beijing, adjacent to the Great Hall of the People and Tiananmen Square. Consisting of four main art venues, including an opera house, a concert hall, a theater, and a multifunctional theater, the NCPA is an international platform for the fine arts from China and the world. On our program this week, we'll hear Franz Schubert's brilliant Symphony No. 9, Johann Strauss Jr.'s Hypnotic by the Beautiful Blue Danube, Chen Qigang's colorful Peking opera work Jiang Chunsi, Beethoven's Overture to the Ruins of Athens, and Zhang Xianyi's Overture, My Homeland. We begin with Wang Yunfei's Spring Flowers and Autumn Fruits. The work uses the sound of a traditional Chinese orchestra with instruments like the didzi, or Chinese flute, the plucked pipa, bowed fiddle-like arhu, and many different drums and percussion instruments like the tangu'u, and mixes them with modern composition techniques to create a fusion of sounds ancient and contemporary. Here now is Liu Xia leading the China National Traditional Orchestra in Wang Yunfei's Spring Flowers and Autumn Fruits.
Thank you.
Wang Yunfei's Spring Flowers and Autumn Fruits. Liu Xia conducted the China National Traditional Orchestra. You're listening to This Week from the NCPA. Next, we have one of the most beloved Austrian waltzes, Johann Strauss Jr.'s By the Beautiful Blue Danube, or An der schönen blauen Donau, Opus 314. The ever-flowing rhythms and harmonies are grace personified in this music. The work opens with a slow introduction revealing the main theme. After that, there follow 8 sections of new music, one of them repeated at the end of the series, and leading back to the famous theme and a coda which ends our river cruise on the Danube. Here is Lui Jia leading the NCPA Orchestra in Johann Strauss Jr.'s By the Beautiful Blue Danube.
Thank you.
Johann Strauss Jr.'s By the Beautiful Blue Danube. The NCPA Orchestra was led by their music director, Lui Jia. Hi, I'm George Preston, and you're listening to This Week from the National Center for the Performing Arts. Next on our program, we have Chen Qigang's Jiang Chengzi for Peking Opera-style female singer, mixed chorus, and symphony orchestra. After graduating from China's Central Conservatory of Music, Chen won a postgraduate contest to travel abroad in 1983 and became French composer Olivier Messiaen's last student. Chen wrote, "Messiaen was the first person who encouraged me to compose truthfully and find myself. Gradually, I discovered that as a Chinese person, my own traditional music is full of character and completely different from anything in Western culture." We had the opportunity to speak with the composer about his work.
Jiang Chengzi is a work that depicts the eternal love of the living and the dead. It was inspired by a poem written by Su Shi during the Song Dynasty. At some point, everyone faces the prospect of death. The young should be neither conceited nor arrogant, and the elderly should not be pessimistic. When thousands of people are killed in a war, all we can do is express our condolences. Su Shi, on the other hand, was referring to the feeling of losing a close family member. When death approaches your parents or children, we may experience a range of emotions. That is what I wanted to say about Jiang Chengzi. The choir for Jiang Chengzi is divided into two sections, each of which has a different character. Often the first choir takes the lead in a high-pitched voice, while the second choir comes in later as a supporting part in a gentle voice. Because this poem depicts a desolate scene, the relationship between the two choirs is difficult for singers to deal with, and I wanted to express this emotion at the start of the piece. I wanted to make the sound of the choirs continuous, similar to that of a violin. To achieve that effect, I consulted with a number of vocal performance experts. They said it would be possible as long as there were a large number of singers involved. We used circular breathing, in which dozens of people breathe at different times. In this way, the singing of the choirs appears to last forever. That has a particularly magical effect, in my opinion.
Thank you.
Chen Qigang's Jiang Chengzi for Peking Opera-style female singer, mixed chorus, and symphony orchestra. The soprano soloist you heard was Meng Meng, who was joined by the NCPA Orchestra and Chorus under Lui Jia. You're listening to This Week from the National Center for the Performing Arts. We'll end the first half of our program with Beethoven's Overture to the Ruins of Athens. In 1811, Beethoven was commissioned by the management of a brand new theater in Hungary for its grand opening. In The Ruins of Athens, written by playwright August von Kotzebue, Minerva, goddess of wisdom, wakes from a 2,000-year-long enchanted sleep to discover her beloved Athens is occupied by the Turks, who have leveled the Parthenon. The Turks have also destroyed ancient Greek culture, particularly its enlightened approach to the world. But the munificent Emperor Franz rescues Greek art and reason, safeguarding them in the city of Pest by the Danube River. Here now is Lui Jia leading the NCPA Orchestra in Ludwig van Beethoven's Overture to the Ruins of Athens, Opus 113. Beethoven's Overture to the Ruins of Athens, Opus 113. The NCPA Orchestra was led by Lui Jia. You're listening to This Week from the National Center for the Performing Arts. Coming up in the second part of our program, we'll hear Franz Schubert's Great C Major Symphony, No. 9, Jiang Qianyi's Overture, My Homeland, and we'll have an encore featuring pianist Chen Sa. To learn more about China's National Center for the Performing Arts and this program, please visit wfmt.com/ncpa. You can find playlists as well as information on future programs. This is the WFMT Radio Network, Chicago.
NCPA was also born to support the Chinese artist, whether you are a performer, composer, stage director, lighting designer, or an orchestra owner, theater company. This is a stage created just for you, and it's our best ever stage on this land. So this is what we do, creating and running a home with the best stage for local artists, especially young artists, just like creating a better football field for the lovely athletes, not just for them to play and work, but also to meet the best audience that they can imagine and they should be deserved. Through these years, I've seen how, you know, this stage has supported local artists, so we can help foster a better soil and shape a better future for our culture life.
Welcome back to This Week from China's National Center for the Performing Arts. I'm your host, George Preston. You just heard from the NCPA Orchestra's CEO, Jun Xiaolong. We continue now with the Symphony No. 9 by Franz Schubert. Schubert's symphony will be conducted by the NCPA Orchestra's music director, Lui Jia, who said this about the work. It is the most complete in terms of musicology among Schubert's symphonies. Robert Schumann once talked about it in writing. After Beethoven's symphonies, no other work is as influential as the Symphony in C Major by Schubert. Praised by artists and fans alike, it may need more time to establish its place in Germany, but no worries, it contains the seed to timeless radiance.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Franz Schubert's great C major symphony number 9. The NCPA Orchestra was conducted by Lui Jiao. You're listening to This Week from China's National Center for the Performing Arts. We continue with an overture by Chinese composer Jiang Xianyi, My Homeland, for chamber orchestra from The Prelude of the Road to Revival. It features the Beijing Symphony Orchestra under Tan Lihua. My Homeland for Chamber Orchestra from the Prelude of the Road to Revival by Jiang Qianyi. The Beijing Symphony Orchestra was conducted by Tan Lihua. We have one last work to finish our program, and it features the critically acclaimed pianist Chen Sa. Born in China, pianist Chen Sa began her professional performing career in her early teens, earning critical acclaim at the Leeds, Chopin, and Van Cliburn competitions. She now performs around the world with leading orchestras. Here she is in Chopin's Nocturne No. 21 in C minor. Frédéric Chopin's Nocturne No. 21 in C minor. It was performed by Chen Sa, and it has brought our program to a close. To learn more about China's National Center for the Performing Arts and this program, visit wfmt.com/ncpa. You can find playlists as well as information on future programs. This Week from China's National Center for the Performing Arts is produced by Daniel Goldberg, Rebecca Neistat, and Jan Weller. Production assistance is by Maggie Jensen. The executive producers are Jennifer Ho Kwong and George Preston. Special thanks to the media team at the NCPA, including Lu Li, Xi Yingying, Han Jingjing, Fu Jingyi, Tan Lin, Wei Bohan, and Qingyu Tong. And thank you to WFMT's Josh Savageau for his production expertise and to Dennis Moore for his vocal talents. Please join us next week as the NCPA presents Beethoven's Symphony No. 9 and Xu Chengjun's Dragon Dance for percussion instruments and orchestra. I'm your host, George Preston. Thank you for joining us. Stay safe and be well. This Week from China's National Center for the Performing Arts is distributed by the WFMT Radio Network, Chicago.